This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, host of K-State Podcast, is back, baby, for another episode. If you're first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode here. Subscribe, go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now. Like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Yes, daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Well, I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, and it'll start this week, all week, and these episodes will come on the night edition, on the evening edition, or evening part of the day. Looking back at this class, K-State wins basketball, right? Look, we're going to take one more deep dive at this. The ladies that changed, this core group of ladies, and we started this podcast back when the craziness started, all the COVID and all that started, right? So, and tonight's episode is going to be focused on Briley Glenn, part of that 2021-22 class, I believe. I believe it was all-star. So, yeah, we're going to start right there with Briley Glenn. Obviously, the twin sister of Jalen Glenn, which we'll take a look at in the middle of the week as well. And this is kind of going to be a double. It's going to be a, we call this episode's crossover, because Briley Glenn announced last week that she is going to stay in the Midwest, but to another conference and a new team. She recently announced that she will be going to Minnesota to play for the Lady Gophers for the upcoming 2025-26 season, or next season, there as they add the veteran player to that roster over there. But I got to rewind back for a minute. I really thought that, look, we didn't even get it. We didn't hear anything from Jeff Mitty about the status of Briley. I mean, when we start from the beginning of the year, from the beginning of this past season, we saw obviously Jalen on the floor, obviously, but no Briley. Thought, well, all right, maybe, you know, take a night off or something like that. But I had no idea that I thought she was injured, but they decided to redshirt her for an entire year, and she was with that group during senior night. Jalen, of course, Serena, Casella, more on her. Yet on another podcast, Casella Sanchez. We know where she's going for next season as well. Philly Olmstead. Yeah, I'm crisscrossing. Here we go again, crisscrossing everything. Philly Olmstead. We know Eliza Maupin's going next year. So that's all going to be for another episode. But yeah, Briley Glenn will be playing for Minnesota next season. Yeah, as well. So, but they could have used Briley this year. I mean, Alex put it well put in one of the bonus episodes of the Purple Project Podcast, which you can find on Podbean. Download the Podbean app. Greer3 is podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDID. Possibly S podcast. You want more coverage? Because me and Alex, actually, when this comes out, we're going to be recording. So that is exciting there. Our weekly podcast. So this is a big week for me personally. So I'm getting this all knocked out this week. But yeah, Briley Glenn, you look back. They could use some, a little bit more toughness there. But Briley Glenn has been a huge part of this K-State team. And she was sorely, sorely missed. Throughout the year, she could have been a little bit of difference, too. I mean, she's been there with Serena Sundell, Ayoka Lee. Obviously, again, twin sister Jalen, which we'll talk about later on this week on the show. Let's look back a little bit here for a little bit. Briley Glenn, in her freshman year, all Big 12 freshman team in 2022. And then junior season, average just shade over 7 a game there. Had some career highs. Overall shooting got better. 42% shooting from the field. Even from downtown, 31% from downtown, obviously. And, again, she's got to take credit in this, too, now. She kind of get forgot a little bit because Jalen Glenn ended up getting some postseason accolation there as well. She was in, Tampa for the three-point shooting. We never heard anything from that. Jalen Glenn was down there for that three-point shooting. She was down there for the all defensive, something defensively. there as well. But she really, Bradley again was a key part of this team. And like I said again, Alex put it very, very good, that they could have used a little bit more toughness out there. Bradley Glenn was a dog effectively there, but got better. Had one of her better games, and she also could carry a team in that junior season. I remember, I think it was Texas Tech, that she put up some 20 plus points. They're in a loss somewhere in there. So look, man. I wish that, I don't know, we could have known more about it, because obviously going into this year, you're thinking to yourself, all right, we're going to have Bradley playing. And she turned out after the first two or three games of the season, she wasn't playing. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. So I don't know what's going on. I thought she was injured, but it turns out she was redshirting. And this team, at least, I mean, we know what case it's going to have. It's going to bring the table as far as the 2025-26 rosters. Almost really coming in shape, really, because look at all that talent that Jimmy's bringing in for next year. And you just land a tremendous, even though she didn't, I recorded this yesterday, Elisha Arenas. There we go. Like I said, I got to get you saying it. Elisha Arenas, yesterday. Again, I recorded that podcast already. Might come out probably tomorrow, because we're going to have a lot of good stuff come out this week. Per usual, it has been busy in the transfer portal and whatnot as well. So it looks like the Minnesota Gopher, Lady Gopher, has had a squad for next season as well. But I should clarify this, because it does say in the article that I took notes off of. I have it in front of me here from the Minnesota Star Tribune. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Looking back at the core from 2021-22 year, that in the person tonight of Bradley Glenn, who I think should have, well, we all thought she would not play again, but has one more year eligibility, and she's taking that somewhere else to the Minnesota Gophers. And clarified in this article, Jeff Mitty said it was the decision to, well, let me see. Yeah, let me read it from the script. Her decision to Russia was not injury-related. The Wildcats coach, Jeff Mitty, said the decision came after discussions between the two of them, and that Glenn has some things to work on. So apparently, after a couple conversations there between the two of them, Bradley thought about it and decided, well, I'm going somewhere else as well. Maybe they didn't see eye to eye on things there, but which is, again, that's a very unfortunate there, because Bradley has played a key part in why Casey wins basketball, has made a tournament. He made it deeper to the Sweet 16 in a long time for this K-State women's basketball program there as well. They could have used her services this year, or this upcoming year, I should say. But, hey, you know, again, with the trailer portal, whatnot, it makes it that much easier to have for other athletes, not just women, men too. I've said this all the time on this podcast. You hear it from all the K-State podcasts too. And it makes it that much easier. Hey, I don't get what I want, I'm in a treasure portal. But we should not forget about Bradley Glenn as well. Obviously, Jalen Glenn really improved, and she became a stud. Again, I'm saving that for her episode in the middle of the week. But Bradley Glenn, she should definitely, let's not forget about Bradley Glenn. I think she made her money on the defensive end, on the side of the ball. She got really better, especially again her junior year, where she put up some points her junior year as well. So, and now she adds veteran leadership and experience to a team that is going to be bringing back some key players on that team as well. So, Bradley Glenn, again, we want to take a few minutes to look back a little bit on, I don't have, let me see something real quick here, if I have any career stats on, let me see, do something here. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. here, Eddie Greer here on the podcast here, ad libbing, well, not, that's ad libbing, not ad libbing, but on the go here, Briley Glenn, a huge part of this team, case it was basketball, take a look back at the core that pretty much changed women's basketball, and Jeff Mini for this upcoming year, bringing a whole bunch of talent to replace the core that's been with him for the last 3 to 4 seasons, Briley Glenn being a key part of that. And looking at, and now I got it here now, playing career high game, 36 career games and started 32 of them. Career high, 973 minutes, 300 points. That's almost, 9 a game, and career shooting percentage from the field. Let me see something. 38% shooting from the field. Yeah, it looks like, okay. Let me see. It's not going to do anything right here as well. So that, there you go right there. A little bit of more clarification right there. Briley Glenn, yeah, the twin sister of Jalen Glenn. Again, Jalen Glenn more on Wednesday on her. Ayoka Lee Thursday. Serena Sundell Friday. And tomorrow, I'm going to conclude these two. Tamara Poindexter and Gabby Gregory for tomorrow's episode as well. So I just gave you a little preview there on what to look for there as well. But Briley Glenn, yeah, we should not be forgetting about her as well. So Briley Glenn obviously off to resume her basketball career after being redshirted this past year on a Sweet 16 K-State women's basketball team there as well. But we shouldn't be forgetting about her because she's obviously played a key part in this rise of K-State women's basketball here. And best wishes, obviously, go to Briley Glenn, obviously, there in the upcoming 2025-26 season as well. So that's kind of a look back a little bit. at Briley Glenn, this core here as we begin a huge week across the board for the EG3 and K-State Athletics. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. I have a chance to record Kansas State content again. Already mentioned, hit the alarm bell. Just go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating as well. Every time we post, upload an episode daily, including the weekends, y'all be first to know about it. And of course, Podbean, I've already mentioned that as well. Go ahead and download the Podbean app, GRIER, number 3EDID, possibly this podcast on that. And tell one K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on a special edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. I was tempted to say Manhattan again. I always tempted to say that. But we're here in prime time. Monday night, April 20th. Hold on. No, it's not the 20th. It's the 21st. Oh, man. I'm all over the place here today. April 21st, 2025. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.